This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is once... Oh, boy. This room. This is one of the most... Listen.
Let's shift gears here, huh?
If you believe you have a toxic work environment, why don't you come by Odyssey one time? This room. So it is time to do a thing we've added to the show. It's Friday.
Yeah.
And we try to feel good on Fridays. We try to give you a little bit of like, yay, happy stories. Mm-hmm. And literally 14 seconds before we're coming on for Feel Good Friday, Aaron's like, blah, blah. You're just a toxic... human.
No.
Yes.
I was telling you guys stories about
I understand,
what's going on
but
in
it's
my
like
life.
And then it's like it's time for feel good and you're just like bleh.
No, I was like, okay, feel good.
Shut
I
it
snapped
off.
Snapped out of it real quick.
Yeah. Should she go first? Shift
yeah.
gears.
Do you have a feel good Friday
story? I do. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
18 months ago, an avid runner named Mel faced the challenge of her life. She developed a very rare brain condition that caused her to lose her balance, slur her speech. The doctors were able to diagnose the problem. They did brain surgery, but they did warn her, there's a chance that you may never run again.
Oh, wow.
So it was 18 months ago. She just completed an ultra marathon.
Whoa, what?
Why?
That's what I said. Yeah. Sorry, feel good.
Sorry, feel good.
Sorry.
Feel good. Hey, you can run. Don't show off.
268 miles.
That's the dumbest thing.
After like crazy brain surgery.
No, it's
and
great. Wow. This is great. This is feel good. You're right.
That's
feel
amazing.
Good. This is amazing.
Congratulations,
good for
Mel.
You. Yes.
Go sit down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You've
take
earned
the
it.
Load
yeah.
off.
Rest.
Okay. That was beautiful. And I'm sorry that there was a moment of negativity from some of us.
I have a feel-good story that starts off kind of bad.
I like
as
it already.
Some of them already do. 23-year-old woman in China was crossing the street on an electric bicycle when she was unfortunately hit by a car. Her injuries were very severe. She had to be hospitalized. The 36-year-old man who hit her in his car felt really bad about
Thank
it.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
He felt really bad, so he followed her to the hospital. Met her family. Her family said, we understand. We forgive you. We're not going to press charges. It was an accident. But he kept visiting her in the hospital because the guilt was eating him up. Well, this pair spent about 3 weeks together in the hospital before the woman declared her love for the man.
What?
She is now pregnant. They are married. And she met the love of her life when he hit her with his car.
Note to self.
I want you to know that if you live in Commerce City and you're a hot girl, your life is in danger.
Beep, beep.
Does that feel good enough for you people? I have a story. I don't even want to do mine. Yours was so good.
Oh, thanks.
About 7 years ago, a man was moving. And just before he moved, unfortunately for this man, his dog went missing.
Aww.
Oh, no.
He was supposed to leave, and he was like, I can't leave without Sprinkles, Fluffy, whatever his name was. If I had read the entire story, I'd know the name of the dog.
Okay.
But I'm just paraphrasing because I'm just thinking of all the girls' houses I can drive by and try to run them over with my car later.
We're not going to do that.
This was, like I said, 7 years ago. Stayed for an extra week looking for his dog. Out in the wilderness screaming, Fluffy, Scruffy.
Whatever Rex. You are.
And whatever your name is, I don't even know. He was not able to find his dog. Fast forward those 7 years, and he decided, I've got a bunch of extra blankets and things. You know what? I want to help homeless people. I want to help victims of fires, victims of crimes, like whatever. He's like, I'm going to donate a bunch of stuff.
Love it. Love
that. This was the first time in that 7 years that he decided to like think of someone other than himself. And as he loaded his car full of all those items, his cell phone vibrated.
Oh.
And it was a vet all the way back in Massachusetts that said a family had found a dog wandering. They microchipped it, and it was, in fact, his dog.
Wow.
The two were about to be reunited when he was struck by a car.
Okay.
I can only do so much feel-good crap in one day.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.